this podcast is the audible version of Subway.
No cookie, no chips. Yep. Just sandwich.
Yep. Copilot AI, my favorite, Meta AI, and ChatGPT versus each other. I want to find out which one of these AIs can create a better scary story with as little as a prompt as I possibly could give it. The title of this one is The Darkening Mirror.
The Darkening Mirror.
Mirrors are dark as fuck when you're black. I hate rest stops. Hate them. As a woman and a true crime enthusiast, they aren't my favorite locations. I'm definitely going to be doing with Meta AI.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
We're definitely doing mouth stuff. What up, hey, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. And I tell you, it gets pretty random here.
Blah, 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 blah.
See that?
Hella random.
We're going to make some comedy from that.
Hella random.
Let me think of something hilarious. Yo, that was horrible.
Yeah.
No, it's funny, but that was a fact.
Yeah, no, yes, it was. Yeah. Also, I'm here. AKA DJ Hey Cousin.
Yeah, DJ Hey Cousin is here. He's literally peeling an orange as we speak.
I haven't eaten all day, y'all, so I got to get this in a bit somehow, all right? And I'm trying to work on my multitasking, so this is happening now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one podcast on earth, where critics say this podcast is the audio equivalent of watching paint dry, but hey, at least it's somewhat colorful.
Yeah, but it's like really good paint. Like,
yeah, it is.
Got sparkles in it and shit.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
eggshell, but like, you know, it's nice. Like semi-gloss, you know?
Exactly.
It's nice.
Well, I mean, a primer for it. You can just slap that right on and you're good.
Facts. I like the way that you agree with me. That's lovely, actually. Yeah. It's really good for podcasting communication.
Yes, and in this bitch.
Critics also say that this podcast is the most thrilling way to fall asleep, a true masterpiece of monotony, and a testament to the human ability to tolerate excessive rambling, a real game changer in the world of auditory sedatives.
Oh, damn. It knocked me right out.
Yeah, hey. You know what I'm saying? But listen here. They always say third time's a charm, because critics are also saying that this podcast is the audio equivalent of a soggy sandwich, bland, unappetizing, and something you only get through out of sheer desperation.
So like Subway? Subway.
Yeah, like Subway's a really... This podcast is the audible version of Subway.
No cookie, no chips.
Yep.
Just sandwich.
Yep. No.
Not
drink.
Cut in half.
Nope.
Whole.
Non-toasted. It seems the critics have a lot to say about my little podcast. These AI critics are getting out of hand. Jesus.
Yeah, bro. This whole, like, intelligence artificially is not working for me.
I don't like it at all. You know, it's funny you say that, because they had a few things to say about you.
What?
DJ Hey Cousin.
What?
Yeah. Critics say that Wesley Roberts, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin, is an addition, a wonderful addition to the podcast, and he brings a certain rugged wisdom. Mm. Like the kind you'd expect from a guy who spent years growing a beard just to hide the fact that he has nothing to say.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So thank you, Critic AI. Your extremely accurate review of DJ Hey Cousin has gotten back my opinion of you. You're pretty good, actually.
That,
I take back what I said.
That hurt.
Everyone thought it was wonderfully said.
Wow.
What?
If that was true, I'd be hurt. I'd be depressed right now. I mean, if this beard was to only mask my inadequacies conversationally and or intellectually, that'd be what's the negative of like of what a beard does to a person? Like, a beard normally adds extinction and relative wisdom as far as aesthetically.
Usually, if they're lucky, yes.
So what would be the opposite of that? Like what, like a,
you before the beard?
No.
So that was me moving on. Ending that. That was insane ridiculousness coming out of your face. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. I mean, that's the shit the AI was talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The AI.
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah. So today, guys, we've got some paranormal stories to share, including an urban legend that I definitely grew up hearing. So if you stay in a dorm in a college right now, make sure your roommate's okay, because this is going to be crazy.
Uh-oh.
Make sure they're safe, all right? I also have some cold reads in this episode, so I listened to y'all. I heard you. I'm out here.
She
that
wasn't.
And more.
She just, that's just coincidence. She wasn't listening to y'all last.
Shut up. I was. Shut up. Don't tell them the like behind the scenes shit.
Oh.
All right. Everything he said is dumb. All right. So I'm bringing. Let's go. Let's go ahead and get on to it. We got some silly. We got some random. We got some fun, but spooky style. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show some support for this podcast. Oh, and don't forget, if you are listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to.
It's professionally silly.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, aw, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget, your girl is also now available on Amazon Music if you listen to that. So I is there. All right. So let's go ahead and get on to it, because I have a Black Excellence shout out.
Nice.
Yeah. Black Excellence shout out coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I don't know why I sang it. That was weird.
Yeah, that was. But it's fine. It's right. Fine.
All right. I'm going to keep it in.
Yeah.
All right. So today's Black Excellence shout out goes to Miss Betty Reed Soskin. I think that's how you say her name. Mm. And once again, at Images You Won't See on TV, Instagram page opens my eyes to another amazing Black human being. Miss Betty Reed Soskin, the ultimate superhero sandscape, everybody.
Hey, Betty.
Yeah, at 103 years young, she's still kicking butt and taking names as the oldest active ranger in the National Park Service.
God dang. I wonder how her hip toss is.
Yeah, she just...
Oh, she's got a pretty good hip toss.
You already know it. No, she actually just celebrated her birthday not long ago, September 22nd, 1921 is when she was born. And she has been inspiring generations with her wit, wisdom, and unwavering dedication to sharing the untold stories of African-American history. So she's known for being the oldest active National Park Ranger, of course, until her retirement at the age of 100 years old.
Oh, so she's retired now. Okay.
Yeah, she's retired now.
All right.
And I ain't going to hold you. In this economy, it doesn't surprise me at all. We're all going to be working.
Hey, given this economy, she can bring her ass back. She might have to. She might be back already.
No, facts. I think a lot of us are going to be working until we reach the 100 club, like 100%. Like, it's crazy. But one thing that is awesome is that she still had it in her to get up and go to work. And I want to celebrate that. Like, she's still out there. I don't really know the background of why she was still working. It might have been a choice. You know, maybe it's something mm-hmm. that she really loved. Who knows? Maybe it's just something that made her still feel alive and needed. And I think as we get older, we all kind of want that.
Well, you know, serving in World War II, you know, definitely... You know, like being in that kind of stuff and just serving like in that kind of way, man, you got to give it up eventually, man. You got to go ahead and run to the sunset eventually. You've served your time. All right. You no one can ever doubt that. Betty, ever.
You done did it. Now, when she's not leading tours or doling out sage advice, Betty's probably busy being a total hashtag girl boss and running circles around people half her age. And here's her secret power, a sharp tongue and a quick wit that can disarm even the grumpiest of grumps. I tell you what, Betty's living proof that age is just a number, and that with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of heart, you can accomplish anything. Mm-hmm. So even in your second century on the planet, you can still kick some ass. Yeah, right.
I feel inspired.
Right?
I feel inspired a little
That's
bit.
That's what I do, baby, out here. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, urban legends exist for a reason. Perhaps, maybe even to protect us. This next story will make you think twice about turning on the light. Coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. There is nothing like a good, scary story to scare us straight. And here's a lovely, beautiful, terrifying story called Don't Turn Off the Light.
Ooh, That was me trying to set the mood.
It was nice. Thank you.
No, thank
you. Get into this cold read. Now, mind you, I have no idea what this is going to say. I haven't read it yet. Mm-hmm. But I think this is something that I heard about when I was in college. And if it is, we'll talk about it after the episode. I mean, after the reading. And depending on what's on here, maybe I can put in some sound effects. We'll figure it out.
Ah, okay.
Sometimes I do that, but we'll see if it's warranted.
We'll see. We'll see.
Chapter 1. Welcome to audiobook.3. I can't say .com. Isn't that an actual site? I don't want to say that. I'm going to get sued. She commandeered the room in the basement of her dorm as soon as she realized she would have to pull an all-nighter in order to prepare tomorrow's final exam. Her roommate, Jenna, liked to get to bed early, so she packed up everything she thought she would need and went downstairs to study. And study. And study some more. It was 2 o'clock when she realized that she'd left one of the textbooks upstairs on her bed. With a dramatic sigh, she rose and climbed the stairs slowly to her third floor dorm room. The lights were dim in the long hallway, and the old boards creaked under her weary tread. She reached her room and turned the handle as softly as she could, pushing the door open just enough to slide inside so that the hall lights wouldn't wake her roommate. The room was filled with a strange metallic smell. She frowned a bit, her arms breaking out into chills. There was a strange feeling of malice in the room, as if a malevolent gaze were fixed upon her. It was a mid-trick. The all-nighter was catching up with her. She could hear Jenna breathing on the far side of the room, a heavy sound, almost as if she had been running. Jenna must have picked up a cold during the last tense week before finals. She crept along the wall until she reached her bed, groping among the covers for the stray history textbook. In the silence, she could hear a steady drip, drip, drip sound. She sighed silently. Facilities would have come to fix the sink in the bathroom again. Her fingers closed on the textbook. She picked it up softly and withdrew from the room as silently as she could. Relieved to be out of the room, she hurried back downstairs, collapsed into an overstuffed chair, and studied until 6 o'clock. She finally decided that enough was enough. If she slipped upstairs now, she can get a couple of hours of sleep before her 9 o'clock exam. The first of the sun's rays were beaming through the windows as she slowly slid the door open, hoping not to awaken Jenna. Her nose was met by an earthy, metallic smell a second before her eyes registered the scene in her dorm room. Jenna was spread eagle on top of her bed against the far wall, her throat cut from ear to ear, and her nightdress stained with blood. 2 drops of blood fell from the saturated blanket with a drip drip noise that sounded like a leaky faucet. Scream after scream poured from her mouth, but she couldn't stop herself anymore than she could cease wringing her hands. All along the hallway, doors slammed and the footsteps came running down the passage. Within moments, other students had gathered in her doorway, and one of her friends gripped her arm with a shaking hand and pointed with a trembling finger toward the wall. Her eyes widened in shock at what she saw. Then she fainted into her friend's arms. On the wall above her bed, written in her roommate's blood, were the words, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?" Now, have you ever heard that urban legend before?
I have not.
Really?
No, I have not.
This one, I heard this one when I was in college, and I feel like it was at a Halloween party, and you know, you get drunk, you talk shit, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's crazy. And so it kind of got me into like the urban legends, because there's so many of them, like check the back seat.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Then the one, there's the one.
The one with the hook?
Yeah, with the hook. There's so many of them. And I got to tell you, ever since then, like I always turn the light. I don't give a fuck. I always, if I got to come across a scene, I'm going to come across it now, and we're going to do what we got to do.
Every time, bro.
Yeah, if I turn on the light, you're just as shocked as me, bitch.
I learned that lesson way before college.
That's a fair fight.
Yeah, come on now.
Let's go.
Turn the light on. Turn the light on.
Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light? Now, I got to tell you, that was actually a lot of fun. Maybe I will put some sound effects in that one.
Cue the blood.
Drip, 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 drip. Oh, that sounds like a leaky faucet. I guess the facilities will have to take care of that later. I'm like, where was this person what? From? Facilities.
Yeah, facilities. Now
I'm calling maintenance.
Exactly. You call maintenance.
Or the RA. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Facilities.
You call the janitor.
Yeah. Janitor. I don't know about you guys, but I've already chosen like my favorite app or like website for like AI usage. And mine thus far has been Copilot. Okay, but lately, I have to say Meta AI has been upgrading itself. It's pretty fire. Gemini is shit. I don't even... Gemini is so like, ugh, I don't like it. The last time I tried Gemini was like maybe about a couple of weeks ago. And I tried to create an image and it was like, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, man.
But Gemini has Google. So I feel like you have like thousands, millions of images and you can't create anything.
Hey, man. All right, maybe we're just having a bad day.
No, fuck Gemini. Gemini's gay. I don't like it. And I mean that in the sense of the early 2000s of what gay meant. It's lame.
There you go.
I'm a millennial. Suck it.
Yeah.
All right, so I will say Meta AI has been stepping up their game. So I figure that we do like an AI versus. Because I know you guys remember during the pandemic, shit sucked hella ass. We couldn't go anywhere. People that we love were getting sick and dying. Mm-hmm. Politics were fucking stupid. Like, toilet paper was gone. It was crazy.
It was.
So, the black community was like, you know what would help us? Let's just get our favorite black people together and fucking sing against each other. Let's do that. Versus. It was born. And it was dope. Well, it wasn't born then, but it was just really fucking popular at that time.
It has some highlights in retrospect. It has some highlights.
It was a good time, bro. I really did enjoy it, checking those out because, like, it was at a time where you couldn't go out to the club. You couldn't go out to a, you know what I'm saying? So you got a chance to, like, chat live with people and debate on who your favorite artist or producer was. And it was pretty fire.
And the whole time the earth was healing.
Yeah, the whole time the earth. It was dope. Bro, I feel like, I don't want a pandemic or anything, but I feel like we should all stay in, like inside for, like, I don't know, like, a month out of the year or something, or like,
I was
like
gonna
two
say
weeks
2 weeks
or some shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say
yeah,
2 weeks.
Like 2 weeks every year, because during that time, like, plants were growing, the earth was like, the ozone was feeling better.
Yeah, ecosystem is restoring itself.
Yeah,
just naturally.
Did you see the video of all the turtles on an empty beach just like, I'm gonna go to the ocean now? Like,
yeah, did you see some of the water in like Italy and like Paris? It was clean.
Yes.
It was clean.
And you know what? That's exactly what we'll fix that shit right now. Let's just fucking stay 2 weeks. We still have Wi-Fi. It can be exactly like it was. Maybe deliveries here or there, but like for the most part, take your ass to the fucking, like, get your food delivered, whatever. Figure it out. But it'll be like purge, but like purge of like bad things, not like purge. I'm
the
gonna
opposite.
Fucking kill people.
Yeah, the opposite of the
like
movie.
It.
Yeah, the opposite
yeah,
of the movie.
The opposite of the movie. Like good purge.
Yeah, that'd be dope if they could pay for that. The world government's
yes,
paying for you. Everyone is staying
fire.
For 2 weeks. For the sake of the environment.
Yes, and this would be fucking... Now, honestly, homicides might go up, but the earth will enjoy that because we've been killing it for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure we didn't need all of them.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the population's a little much.
Yeah,
you know, you got to do.
You got to lower it a little bit.
Anyways, I hella digress. So I figure, why not do an AI versus? Because I'm actually thinking about... making this like a returning segment here,
mm-hmm.
Every now and then. And so I think it would be dope if we had, or it will be dope because we're doing it, Copilot AI, my favorite, Meta AI, which has been upgraded very well, and ChatGPT versus each other, but like textually dealing with words. Because ChatGPT, I don't have like the extra paying thing where I can do like images, so I don't use it for that. I use it for like words. You know, introductions, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying. So anyways, I want to find out which one of these AIs can create a better scary story with as little as a prompt as I possibly could give it.
Yeah.
So this was my prompt that I used. Write a short terrifying paranormal story. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. So let's get started with Co-Pilot first. I need some soju for my mouth.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Prepare. It's your acting juice.
Red leather, yellow leather.
There you go.
Red leather, yellow leather.
There you go.
Unique New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unique New mm-hmm. York. Bobby Bibbitt banged a ball. Bobby Bibbitt banged a bat. Bobby Bibbitt banged the ball against the wall.
Damn right. Damn right he did.
Right. Good job, Bobby. Which, by the way, we should definitely bring back tongue twisters. We haven't done that in a while.
I don't think we've ever done that.
Oh, I've done it.
No.
I guess you should do it with me sometime.
Yeah, you know what? I would.
All right, let's see what Co-Pilot has to say with this. And again, the prompt was, write a short, terrifying, paranormal story. This is what Co-Pilot decided to spit out of his sphincter. Let's see what it's got here.
Let's see. Hopefully it's not too stinky.
Deep in the heart of a forgotten forest, there stood an abandoned cabin known only to the brave and foolish. Legend had it that anyone who spent a night there never returned the same. Driven by curiosity, Sam and his friends declared to uncover the cabin's secrets. As the group settled in for the night, the air grew cold, and an uneasy silence enveloped the cabin. The floorboards creaked under invisible footsteps, and the whispers seemed to float through the walls. With each passing hour, the tension mounted. At midnight, the old grandfather clock, silent for decades, chimed eerily, marking the hour of darkness. Suddenly, the door flew open, and a chilling wind extinguished their lanterns. In the pitch-black room, shadows twisted and writhed, taking on the menacing forms. Sam's breath caught as he saw a spectral figure emerge from the darkness. A woman with hollow eyes and a mournful wail that pierced the silence.
Mournful wail?
Shut up, bitch. Desperate to escape, Sam stumbled towards the exit, but the door slammed shut, trapping them inside. The ghostly figure's cold hand brushed his shoulder, and a bone-chilling voice echoed in his mind. You cannot leave. You're mine now. In a final frantic effort, Sam broke through a window, dragging his friends with him. As they fled the cabin, they could still hear the haunting cries of the ghost, promising their inevitable return. They never spoke of that night again, but the memories lingered. The cabin in the Forgotten Forest remained, waiting for the next group of foolish souls to uncover its dark, terrifying secrets. So yeah, that's Co-Pilot.
Hell yeah. See, thank you for reminding me I'm not foolish, because I wouldn't even have gotten that far to have to break a window and jump out the window with my homies. I would have been...
Bro, my black white ass would have been right there with my fucking GoPro talking about some. Welcome to the Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold the camera.
No, let's get the shot. You'll get the K2 meter out. She's about to get real.
Yeah.
But that's me as the paranormal investigator in me. I would totally want to go. Alone? Absolutely not.
You'll die for this shit.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what Meta AI has to give for us. And remember, guys, the prompt was very simple, okay? It was only one thing here. Where the fuck is it? Oh, there it is. Write a short, terrifying, paranormal story. That's it. So Meta AI, you are up. Now, Meta AI actually titled theirs. Co-Pilot did not. The title of this one is The Darkening Mirror.
The Darkening Mirror.
Mirrors are dark as fuck when you're black. I made that joke up. It was almost funny. All right. That's a one-liner for sure. Save that.
Hello?
As I lay in bed, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. It was as if the shadows on my wall were twisting and writhing like living things. I tried to convince myself that it was just my imagination, but the air in my room seemed to grow colder, heavier. Suddenly, my mirror began to rattle and shake. I froze, my heart racing as the glass surface started to distort and ripple like water. A figure began to take shape, its eyes glowing with a malevolent light. I tried to scream, but my voice was trapped in my throat. The figure leaned closer, its presence suffocating me. I felt my soul being pulled into the mirror's dark depths, and then everything went black. When I came to, the mirror was still, the room silent. But as I gazed into the glass, I saw a message scrawled across the surface. I'm still here. From that day on, the mirror was never still. The figure would appear at random, its eyes burning with an otherworldly hunger. I knew then that I was trapped in the living nightmare, forever bound to the darkening mirror. You guys won't hear this part, but there's going to be some great bloopers on that bullshit.
I mean, first of all, I didn't realize how much you fucked up until it was at the end. Like, that was at the very end.
The very end. It was literally the very last word. I mean, the very last sentence, like, fucked me in the ass.
Yeah, hard.
Yeah. Ow.
Ow, yeah, yeah.
So make sure you guys stay tuned to the bloopers because they're going to be great. Trying to, like, be serious and like, ah, fuck, what the fuck? All right, so that was Meta AI, which wasn't bad, but I've noticed so far that they both have used the word malevolent. They both use that word. Mm-hmm. And so far, they both have described things as twisting and writhing on the wall so far. So that's like a fun paranormal thing to discuss. So
yeah,
let's see. Let's see if ChatGPT has got something for us, and they have titled theirs as well. It's called, hilariously enough, not the darkening mirror, but just the mirror.
Really?
Yes. That's crazy. All right. Let's see. And I did ChatGPT last, so maybe ChatGPT was like stalking me when I was on fucking Meta AI and was like, oh yeah, all right, mirrors, let's do that.
Yeah.
I know she's gonna ask. I heard her. I heard her through her phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a drink.
We were listening the whole time. We know we were listening.
Yo, I'm gonna a fat one after this.
Hell yeah.
It's funny as shit because I'm gonna bleep out the word fat one. No, I'm gonna bleep out. That's gonna, I'm a, you'll see.
Yeah.
If you listen to it, you'll get it. It's fine.
I get it now. I'm chewing.
Whatever. ChatGPT presents The Mirror. That was great. You know it. Emma had always loved antique shops, with their dusty shelves and forgotten relics of the past. One rainy afternoon, she stumbled upon an old hand mirror, its silver frame tarnished and worn. There was something about it, an eerie allure that drew her in. The shopkeeper, a gaunt man with pale eyes, hesitated before selling it to her, muttering something about the mirror's history. Emma didn't listen. She was captivated. That night, she placed the mirror on her dresser and went to bed. And a soft tapping sound woke her in the early hours. Groggy, she glanced toward the mirror, and at first, it seemed like a trick of the light, but as her eyes adjusted, she realized she wasn't seeing her own reflection. Instead, a pale woman with hollow black eyes stared back at her, lips moving silently.
Grandma?
Emma's heart raced as the woman in the mirror raised a hand and tapped again, this time from inside the glass. Emma screamed and threw the mirror to the floor. It didn't break. Instead, the pale woman smiled, her mouth stretching impossibly wide. Emma's body froze as reflection began to climb out of the shattered world, her bony fingers clawing the air, pulling herself into Emma's room. Emma tried to move, tried to scream, but her voice was gone. The last thing Emma saw before everything went black was her own reflection, no longer trapped in the mirror, watching from the shadows with a cruel grin. And so that was ChatGPT.
All right. That wasn't half bad.
Yeah. I got to tell you, dude, so far, that was my favorite one.
Actually, ditto.
You know, like, I know I fucked up on reading some of those. Like,
no,
but
I mean, it
that was just better.
It was
written.
Actually a consistent ramp up. It was the one was better than the next one.
Yeah. Yo, fuck, marry, kill on these AI versus stories here for the scary stories. Copilot, Meta AI, ChatGPT, said in the order that I read. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. Kill the first one.
God damn. Hi, okay. This is called Dead Air.
Yeah. Kill the first one. Kill the first one. Have sex multiple times with the second one. I do like the second one, but I'm going to have to marry the third one. The third one was the most cohesive.
You know what? I agree with you. I'm going to kill Copilot simply because, I don't know, like, there was just something super stereotypical about it, which was fine, you know, but in comparison to what we got in this particular thing.
I ain't gonna hold you. The first one was boring.
It was stereotypical.
And it was long.
It was the longest one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was stereotypical. Like, I can see, like, literally anyone creating this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need, there's nothing special about it is what I'm saying. And that hurts me to say because I love Copilot. You know how much I love Copilot.
Yeah.
I use it all the fucking time.
It does its thing.
It's my thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely gonna be doing anal with Meta AI.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
We're definitely doing mouth stuff. Meta AI.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
For sure. By the way, I don't really like anal. That was a joke. I don't like things. It make my ass close up.
That's
just talking
what she's
about
supposed
it.
To say.
Yeah, you're right. And I am marrying ChatGPT for this challenge because it gave us a nice beginning. It gave us something to lead into. It gave us something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. It was stereotypical, but it was fun. And it was short. And it was. The amount that it gave us was a lot for the amount that it actually gave us, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm down with that. Good job, ChatGPT. Up next, DJ Hey Cousin has a cold read, and he's going to share a creepy story about rest stops next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Take it like the bad boy you are. Oh, we're recording.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast back. We're here. All right, so I hate rest stops. Hate them. Okay, because they smell, they're gross. Usually they're dirty, depending on where you are. And as a woman and a true crime enthusiast, they aren't my favorite locations. So DJ Hey Cousin is going to make us feel safer with this story. I'm sorry, safer-ish.
Safer-ish.
With this story.
Safer-ish.
DJ Hey Cousin, why don't you go ahead and tell us about this story.
All right, this is from the TravelChannel.com. Shout out to them. Thanks, corporations.
Oh, yeah. Mine was from the TravelChannel.com earlier, too, before the AI thing. All right.
Me. I was driving across country with my mom and sister when I was 16, and my sister was 20. It was late, but we were well rested, and still alert. We were driving along an interstate and needed gas and a bathroom break, so we stopped at the only rest stop in 200 miles. There was a van full of teenagers on a road trip at the gas station, as well as a small gray car parked at the pump in front of us with two young men standing still outside of it. When we got there, everything felt wrong. We'd been on the road for days and seen many rest stops at night and had never been afraid until then. My mom and sister went inside and I stayed in the car. I heard the teenagers say they were creeped out and couldn't get the pump to work, and they left in a hurry. I was watching the car in front of us, and the two men had not moved at all, not an inch. They weren't talking. They weren't on their phones. They were just standing there, still as stone. My sister and mom came running back out of the car, and when they got in, the two men slowly turned and looked at us, while not moving or pivoting the rest of their bodies. I swear to fucking shit, we all saw the same thing. They had eyes dark as pitch, as empty. Truly empty. Not black, not reflecting any light at all. Just a void. We sped out of there and didn't stop until we were in the next city. The worst thing about the whole experience, we couldn't find the place on any map. We knew exactly which spot on the interstate to look. We couldn't find it on Google Maps or any paper map we had. We even asked locals about the creepy gas station out on that stretch of road and got only confused looks. We've traveled on that interstate since, and there's no rest stop. The end.
Oh, I didn't know because I can't see it. I literally just gave it to you. I was like, is that it? All right. So what do you think about, like, as an adult man, when you go to rest stops, especially at night, do you feel a little uneasy?
Well,
because I know I fucking do.
Well, within the confines of this story, if I was like the father or a brother, you know, and then also outside of that, anecdotally speaking, mm-hmm. Not often. Not normally.
I'm DJ Haycuts and I'm a big, strong 5'8 man. You can't hurt me. I can't even do a corkscrew.
Okay. All right.
A lot of inside jokes there for Wes.
There really was.
Hard insults. He knows what's going on.
A lot. There's insight and there's outside. All right. I when it comes to a lot of situations like that where there's a lot of unknowns, you know, you have to have both, which gives you some sense of security. If I know where I am, regardless of what part of town, and you know, I have a general understanding of my surroundings, I do feel generally safe. You know, so, but in situations like this, where there's some shit otherworldly possibly happening,
Arnold Schwarzenegger, calm down.
Right. It doesn't matter what kind
everybody
of...
Everybody get down.
It doesn't matter what kind
get
of...
Down.
You get down.
That's the only thing I can say in this act. Get down. I can't do anything else.
What is
it? Alibi Bach.
Don't touch that cookie. No, that wasn't good.
No.
That wasn't good.
That wasn't good at all.
That wasn't good at all. Get to the chopper.
That was better. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Yeah, you're singing like
get
a Jamaican.
Get to the chopper.
Well, you're singing like a Jamaican.
Get to the chopper. Yo, we should just like do impersonations for an entire episode. Like 30 hours straight of just.
Yeah, we'll call it the Carrot Top episode. Yeah,
that's hilarious. It's pretty, but with props that you can't see. You can't tell, but I'm juggling.
Right.
But I'm not even juggling. It's one ball.
If you can't tell, I have a clown nose on my nose right now.
Ooh. I like it. It's really red and round. Trust me. Yeah, I can see it even though you can't.
Honk, honk.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Oh, my. He probably has a fucking podcast. Everybody goddamn does.
Probably.
How are you a prop comic on a podcast? Well, I guess if it's a video podcast.
Yeah.
But still, then it's just a talk show. Like, look at my lizard. I don't know. Show and tell.
I mean, isn't that all video things where people are talking to each other? Just
shout
talk shows.
Shout out to Carrot Top. But I'll challenge you in comedy any day, though. I ain't going to hold you. I will take that. Like, the only reason he made it is because I don't even know why. But I may be a nobody, but I'm funnier than fucking Carrot Top.
I said I was gonna fight him. That's what I was thinking. But like,
you're
nah.
gonna fight him? Jeez, I don't know. He's pretty built though. He's you don't want to do that.
He's big.
He's Carrot Top is built. Like I meant in the comedic world.
I didn't mean physically. I'm so past the thought of being funnier than him. It's like, well, what about if I fight him? Maybe that.
I feel like physically he would take that redheaded rage and destroy the shit out of you. I'm right, so sorry. I love you, dude, and you can. I know you can.
There's a good chance.
But he has something in his eyes, bro.
Yeah.
Something, Google Carrot Top. Like, Google him in the 90s. Google him in the early 2000s, and then Google him now.
Yeah,
I don't even know what it looks like now. Just I don't even
past
know.
Past like 10 years, he's looked
something
like.
Tells me his like eyebrows have gone up like about 13 stories. They're always kind of like pointed, like.
Yeah.
Anyways, God bless Carrot Top. He's a good man.
Yeah, God
know.
Bless him. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Wait, can we? Has he been like? Like, has anything happened with Carrot Top? You know, all the celebrities.
A lot of things have happened to Carrot Top, all right, that we do and don't know. All right,
maybe
about.
I won't bless right. him, but, like, you know, do your thing, I guess. I don't,
all right.
I don't know your history.
Yeah. Have the day you deserve.
Yeah, have the day you deserve, Carrot Top. I love that. If there's anything you can take from this episode, it's you don't want to have roommates if you can help it.
Yeah, you know, you got to really vet those people out, man. Yeah. You know, you can't just have anybody in your living space making sandwiches, having their socks, wherever. You know,
you
it's really complicated thing.
You have any idea how fucking annoying it is to just have a roommate that just, like, get murdered in your space?
Yeah, that sucks,
That's really
man.
Invasive.
That sucks.
That's really invasive.
You really got to see, this is bad communication. You got to talk to me before you get murdered in our space.
Yeah, hey, just to let you know, I'm going to get murdered in our space later.
See?
Like a heads up.
So is that so hard?
That is a really dark joke. dark jokes are happy here, welcome here. Professionally silly life rules. Shout out to the listeners, if you're still here. you guys are fucking titties. I love your face. And, of course, most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate every last one of you. And I have some very interesting news. I know a lot of you know that I work for The Bird Show as my day job as one of the producers. Behind the scenes doing my thing, and I am a part of the Bird Show youth group, which we discussed a couple of times here in the pod. And the Bird Show youth group has decided to come out with its own podcast. It's interesting.
it's
called Sunday School. So the Bird Show youth group has a podcast called Sunday School, and it'll be coming out soon. We just recorded an episode recently, so we'll be releasing that very soon, and I feel okay announcing it because they literally talked about it on the show on air, so it's okay to talk about. So check it out. You can check out Abby, Mikey, Rebecca, Katie, myself, and Jackson. They're all part of the Bird Show youth group. So if you enjoy The Bird Show, but you wish they were just a little bit more risque without all those things we can't say on nationally syndicated radio, well, join The Bird Show youth group. please be seated because we have shit to say.
Yes.
And it ain't what you think. Don't, if you're just brace yourself.
Yeah. Sounds good, don't it? Yeah.
Yeah. In the meantime, make sure you guys subscribe to the Bird Show podcast as well, because they pay me. So do that. Subscribe to this podcast or their platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review if you were loving my podcast, because it would definitely help me grow. I know it seems like a small thing, but it's extremely helpful. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Because I have a lot of things planned for this podcast, many fun ideas. I'm thinking about bringing on some of the Bird Show youth group to join in on a few episodes as well. And some TikTokers, people with interesting jobs. There's a lot of things that I'm thinking about for this podcast. So make sure you guys stay tuned and share this podcast with a friend, because there's a lot of silly to share. Where can they find you? Oh, I know. Down below in the show notes, DJ Hey Cousin. He's got his own podcast. He has Instagram. He's got TikTok. He's been doing things, etc. Mm-hmm. Both of our stuff is down in the show notes down below. You can check us out and follow us on our socials. And make sure you're subscribing on whatever platform that you're using, you know, especially if you want that Apple podcast, because, you know, they're like the podcast gods right now. I ain't gonna hold you. Yo, guys, we have a podcast Instagram, of course, at It's Pro Silly, and the Professionally Silly Podcast Group on Facebook. So join us there. Listener submissions. You send them, we read them, show your silliest stories, jokes, life mishaps. And this is the moment where I want to announce, even after the Halloween season, if you have paranormal experience that you or someone very close to you would like to share, or they will allow you to share on their behalf, I want you to email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can go hit me up on my Instagram DMs at It's Pro Silly. There are many ways to reach me. Call in as well. My Google Voice number, 805. Thank you, Wes. 805-664-1828. You can call in, leave me a voicemail, text me if you want to tell your story verbally. We can even do like a, you know, a call where we can discuss that and have you on air as well. I have some ideas for this podcast, and I really want you guys to get involved. And I think paranormal stories or even alien encounters, call in, write in, email in, DM in, and me. Join my inbox. Let's do this. This is going to be fun. And honestly, if you got a really good paranormal story as well, you may even make it to my my Paranormal Blacktivity channel as well. I would love to share those on that channel as well, because I've got a lot of fun things coming. So many things, like, I don't even know where to start. I'm so excited,
man.
We're working on building a studio right now. We have a lot going on. It's gonna be great. Yo, cool DJ, hey coming. Cousin, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Why do you suck so much ass?
Because I'm around you so much and you rubbed up off of me. You rubbed off on me.
That was a really good retort. I was like, let me just test his wit. It was like a B-, but I enjoyed it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And my P.O. Box is down below in the show notes, too. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. And you send me whatever you would like, and we will do an unboxing video on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Once again, I'm your audible booth thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and
your audible side piece, Wes Roberts.
Thank you so much for listening. You sounded so happy and excited to say that. Thanks so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where only Amber Smiles Jones gives you energy and side pieces do what they do. Thank you, DJ Hey Cousin.
Yeah, damn right they do. Damn right.
This is where we take our silliness
seriously.
And I'll leave you with this. Do you think the lobsters in the kitchen on the Titanic thought it was a miracle that the ship sank?
Yeah, they thought Neptune was saving them.
Yeah, just random ass thought I had that attacked my brain cells before I go to sleep. I had to share that with you.
They thought it's time, finally. Revenge, you know what I'm saying?
Victory will be mine! And just like swim away.
Yeah, right. The South will rise again.
Oh, shit.
As in like the water. Like this,
I mean,
like
hopefully
down.
Not. There's a lot of racist things happening.
I don't think. You think fish are racist?
I feel like anything can be racist.
That's true.
You mean like dogs can be racist?
That's true.
Let's continue the podcast. Let's discuss racism.
Yeah, and different species. I'm sure Rottweilers don't fuck with Cocker Spaniels like that. I'm sure they don't.
I don't fuck with Cocker Spaniels. They're fucking assholes.
You know what I'm saying? See, look at there. Already speciesist. Just unlocked a lot right now with you.
Nah, bro, I was triggered because my cousin Chris, not the one that you know, but my dad's brother, may he rest in peace, his son Chris, him and his wife had these two Cocker Spaniels, or at least one. I don't know. Maybe one was so evil it seemed like there was two of them. I really don't know.
Man.
But it was mean as fuck.
Okay, there's this thing.
Mean
with,
as fuck.
There's this stereotype with small dogs that people have. Small dogs are mean. No.
Chihuahuas are mean.
No. See,
small dogs are too energetic. Cocker Spaniels are assholes. That's what I said.
There's a lot of different species that have a lot of energy, and if you don't hone that shit correctly, it's going to come out as just pure angst. Same with kids. All right.
See, that's exactly why I only talk to Abby at work.
That's why your Tamagotchi died.
What? Did you just talk shit about Tamagotchi? Yeah. It died because I was tired.
You were tired.
Oh my God.
You were tired of taking care of it. That's what you was tired of.
You're a fucking dick. Hey, at least my Tamagotchi wasn't murdered.
That's true.
You know, if you were confused with what the fuck we're talking about, you have to listen to the Bird Show youth group pod. We do go into details about that, as well as recently on the Bird Show within the last week, we have been talking about these Tamagotchis, where my boss gave us Tamagotchis because he wanted us to see what it was like to take care of children, even though every last one of us don't want any fucking kids.
That's the point.
Yeah, so they gave us Tamagotchis.
He was trying to do like a weird, like...
Which, by the way, I forgot to tell you, whoever Tamagotchis died first had to change the diaper of a real live baby. Yes. Today was that day.
Ah.
Jackson had to go to some random woman's house who was a virtual listener who was like, you can change my baby's diaper, which clearly it wasn't her first child. So she was like, whatever, do your thing.
Yeah. The fifth.
I think she said it was like her second or third kid. So yeah. She's like, yeah, just do it. And so Jackson left the studio at 7 a.m., didn't get back till after like 10 because he had to wait for the baby to shit. Babies don't shit on command, by the way.
Why are you saying that shit like that's some new information for people? Did you just learn that recently?
No, I'm just saying the fact that he had to be there for like 4 goddamn hours was ridiculous.
Some of them was sitting just waiting. How's y'all days been?
He's probably still... Really? At the studio working on the videos that he couldn't work on while he was...
Because he was waiting for shit to pop out.
So he's doing like literally like a 10-hour shift today.
First of all,
because he lost this bet.
As a mom, you're like, all right, well, you should come around between this time and this time. I just fed him or her around 30 minutes ago. So we should be getting some action around an hour and a half from now. Go on, slide through. And it should be sliding out around then.
I have a screenshot I'm going to show you. I won't post online because it's not my place to. But you, DJ Hey Cousin, can see this. This is this is Jackson feeding the baby. Why is he terrified as fuck?
Because he is. That's real life. That's real shit right there.
That was the first time he ever fed a baby, the first time he held a baby, the first time he changed a baby's diaper was today.
He looks mortified.
He's 27, 28.
I don't know if that's solely based off of him having a fragile human in his hand or if it's also the smell, because I'm sure them smells was like
it's fucking
was
funny.
Blasting him.
I have never seen his eyes so wide. That joke is funny because he's Asian.
Yep, sure is. And I'm sure you'll never see it that wide again.
God damn, they're actually beautiful when you can see them. I can't wait to play this for him later. We're gonna put that in the fucking one-liners or something. I'm gonna cut this part of the podcast, this one part, just for him to hear.
you specific dick.
I mean, we use racism for fun behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's a true test of harmony and community.
We have a podcast that's called The What? Sunday School. And our group is called The What? Youth Group. We have a creative dark side to us.
First of all, bitch, that just sounds cool. All right, yeah, the whole comedy shit, that sounds cool too. But it also sounds cool, nigga.
Why is the sun trying to like transform me?
Right. You look chosen.
The way the sun's hitting.
Why
me
do
right
you look
now,
chosen right now?
I'm fucking Neo.
Are you the one?
Maybe.
Are you the chosen one?
Perhaps. Yo. That was a really interesting outro.
Until next time,
you decide to tune in, P silly listeners. See, that's why you gotta listen to the end. You never know.
Exactly.
Watch where you step. Because there's pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana. That's next week in Spanish.
It sure is.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Pause. What the fuck sound was that?
Sorry, I pressed a button on accident and it played a sound.
What was it?
It was from an anime.
You were such a fucking blurred.
Sure am.
All right. Next week, bitches. Bye. Oh, wait, no, I can't say that. That's in the moments thing.
No,
well, I said that, so that's
I
fine.
I said that, so yeah, you cited it, so it's fine. Bye, bitches. Is that what they say?
No, they say next week, bitches.
Oh, well, see you later, bitches. How about that? Yeah, that's close enough and far enough.
Cunt, bitches. See you next Tuesday, except Friday.
Cuff.
Cuff.
God damn it.
Wait, no. see you next Friday is Kampf. You didn't put the N in there.
Kampf.
Kampf. Kampf, bitches.
All right, we're Russian now, I guess.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
if hell's real, we're going.
Bop, bop, bop.
Yo, you're sounding great, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and take a swig of this soju real quick to get me in the mood.
I'm going
to
take one after I, you know what I'm saying, get some actually in my gullet.
And ran, and an uneasy silence developed the four blords. The four, damn it. This is going to be some bloopers in this
shit.
Oh,
heck yeah. I swear it was too fucking shit. I swear to fucking shit.
I knew that then, damn it. This is going to be great for some fucking bloopers.